You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Rest in peace, Marie Fredriksson. That one really hurt. That one bugs me a lot. Not that, you know, any of these well-known celebrities from the 80s, 70s that are passing away lately haven't hurt. But I'm a fan of getting into Roxette. And it's not that I can give you a big list of their library of songs, but I know that I've had the albums on cassette or CD and listened to them a lot. A good background music, and I just love the vocals of the duo that were in Roxette. Yeah, losing Marie was really, that one hit me, because it was something that I just have had with me for a while, definitely rest in peace. That one bugs me. I really don't, I don't have much more to say than that. But you know what, let's step off of being somber for a little bit, right? Because there's no reason for that. We don't, you know, we got to respect somebody in life and not necessarily in death. A lot of great songs and memories. I'm going to remember the life of somebody first. In fact, that's kind of how I'm wired. I know there's a lot of people that seem to remember people's death day, and I get that on my Facebook feed where there's like a family member that had passed away, and my cousins or my aunts will remember, post something about, remembering, the loss of that person on the anniversary of their death day. And I don't know, I don't commit that day to memory. If you're a close friend of mine and you pass away, I'm going to remember your birthday. I'm going to remember the good times that we had. I'm going to do my best to not remember what you were like if you got sick. And I'm going to do my best not to remember the anniversary of your death. I just think that there's more significant things to remember about somebody, and that's, there's already enough sadness in the world that, we don't have to compound that with the memory of sadness. My advice when somebody passes away, try to remember, and it's tough, you've got to transition to that thought process, because you've got to grieve first. But try to remember the good times. Try to remember the happiness. For me getting over Marie's death, you know, of Roxette, I've been enjoying re-listening to her songs, you know, that she's made popular, through Spotify. So that's kind of been my, reliving and enjoying, the moments that she gave to us. So that's how I get around that. That's how I get happy in remembering the life of somebody. So that's my advice to you if you choose to listen to it. Here we are. This is actually Tuesday night. You're going to be listening to this episode on this coming up Friday. So that's what, Wednesday, Thursday, 2 days from now, that I should have this ready to post. The problem that I've run into is that I've gotten behind with recording the Essential Movie episodes because I was screwing around with other things, editing, and then when I get done with that, then I don't make time to either record or edit for the Essential Movies. So I'm doing this kind of just in time. My thought process and game plan is that I'm going to record. I'm going to do almost no editing on this episode. I'm going to slap some bumpers in. I'm going to slap the trailer in where I normally do. And then bada bing, set it to post on Friday, and that way it's done. What I hate so much about this, and I hate so much about rushing in through this one, is that such a great movie to be rushing through. So I'm sorry about that. But it is what it is. I put myself in this position. I want to do this episode. I want to have it posted this week because it's important to keep the schedule going with the Essential Movies. We're getting far enough along where if I skip a few weeks or skip a week or two, then it's going to take me that much longer to kind of get through the series. I don't mean to rush the series, but at the same time, as I kind of made a commitment that I was going to put this out there for you. So whether you're listening or not, it's got to be out there for you when you get around to listening to it. And I think this is a good enough movie that we need to get that one, get it out on time. So here we are. I put us in the position, but damn it, I'm going to get us through it. Insert our bumper here.
This is 80 something podcast.
Banzai! 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 Banzai!
Hey, where's the meat? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Ghostbusters! Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I.
Joe! It to each other.
Party on, dudes!
Hey, this is Dave, and this is Banzai Retro Club. Thank you for joining me again. I am going to be going through and talking about our next for the 1980s Essential Movie list. For the newbie that may just be joining us in progress, the list I found on RottenTomatoes.com, what I had done was I made myself a little challenge that I was going to record an episode for every one of these movies, and this is me working my way through those. The list started at 140. It's working its way to number 1. I'm currently at number 93. You know, you clicked on the title. It's Labyrinth 1986. So I'm going to insert the trailer here.
TriStar Pictures announces the collaboration of three extraordinary talents. Jim Henson, creator of The Muppets and Dark Crystal.
Where you go with a head like that?
George Lucas, creator of the Star Wars saga. And one of the most innovative forces in modern entertainment, David Bowie. Together, they will take you into a dazzling world of fantasy and adventure.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
A world where anything seems possible, and nothing is what it seems.
Everything I've done for you. I move the stars for no one.
The world of Labyrinth.
Then I'm going to say, hey Google, tell us about the movie Labyrinth.
Labyrinth is a 1986 movie directed by Jim Henson, starring David Bowie, Jennifer Connelly, and Toby Froud.
Hey Google, give us a synopsis of the movie Labyrinth.
Sorry, I can't process donations to that organization right now. Do you want to donate to another organization?
Crap, I hate when it does this. No.
Okay, please name an organization you'd like to donate to.
No. Cancel.
It looks like there's more than one match for that organization. Usually I'd help you complete the donation on your phone, but I can't find your phone right now. Don't let this stop you from making your donation online.
This is really sucking for an episode that I'm not planning to edit a lot out of. But let's try this again. Hey Google, give us a synopsis of Labyrinth.
Sorry, I can't process donations to that organization right now. Do you want to donate to another organization?
No.
Okay, maybe another time.
Well, the first line from the essential movie list through RottenTomatoes.com says 15-year-old Sarah resents her baby brother Toby and secretly wishes that he will just disappear. All right, so I alluded to this in the pre-bumper, and what I wanted to specify and say out loud is just that I do love this movie. But in all honesty, I have cheated you. I was going to lie to you is what I was going to do. And this is me coming clean. Unlike most of the politicians in the United States right now, I'm going to be brutally honest. The goal that I was planning to do with this whole Rotten Tomatoes list is use just my gray matter and not look things up. And my whole goal with that is that I didn't want to bring up IMDb and just regurgitate facts and figures that you're going to quickly forget. So what I wanted to do was recall something about the movie that I can just talk about for a little bit and then, you know, wrap it up in a nice little podcast package for you and post it. That's my goal. But what I cheated about this one is I thought it was too important to rely just on my memory. So what I did about, say, 2 days ago, I looked it up on YouTube and actually watched a few clips. It turns out that I had forgotten quite a bit about this movie. So I'm being completely honest that I do love the movie, but there's a lot of the details that I completely had forgotten, because it's not one of these things that I've seen this movie over and over and over again. So what I found on YouTube is that you're able to watch a bunch of clips almost to get all the main points of the movie across. I didn't watch them all. I got to the part where she had gotten to the gate to figure out which one leads to certain death and which one helps her go forward. And then she goes through it, and then there's a bunch of hands that help her go down. So that's about as far as I got, but it was enough to jog some memory of the movie. I know that there's a lot more iconic scenes that go on after that. Obviously some more David Bowie singing. But, for the gist of the movie and getting it going, the whole deal where, like, all the goblins are watching her and then she's upset because her stepmother made her watch her brother, Toby, and Toby's always crying. You know, of course, she's just resentful and upset. And so she kind of wishes the Goblin King would take Toby right now. And then the goblins come in, they take him, and then we meet David Bowie as the Goblin King. Very iconic, very cool. Love the premise, love the fantasy of this. You know, I saw the part with the worm that told her how to get past, like, the first part of the labyrinth to, you know, how the wall was just, you know, not really there. You know, it was just kind of like an optical illusion. So, got to see that. I was hoping to kind of bring up the logic puzzle that was involved in her deciding on the right way to go between the certain death or, which one's lying and which one's telling the truth. I kind of wanted to re-examine that, like bring it up on the internet, but as I said, I'm kind of crunched for time, so I'm not going to do that because, you know, it's something that you can look up yourself. But thinking about her logic about just asking the one about what the other one would say, I've always got to, like, regurgitate that in my brain and kind of play around with it because I don't think that I get it right away. And I don't mean to sound like I'm dense. Hopefully it doesn't come across that way. But, you know, the logic puzzle of that, you know, is really, it's interesting to me. And I've always been a fan of riddles and trying to figure those out. So it's just that, you know, it seems that she grasped it a little bit quicker than I would have grasped it. I would have, you know, had to take a step back and really kind of ponder it and figure out what's the right question to ask. And then given the answer, how to interpret it. But I'm more of the riddles that come from, like, the Batman comic book or cartoon, you know, from the Riddler. You know, those are the kind of things that I can usually figure out. And once again, maybe not as quick as Batman, but nonetheless, I'm able to progress through those. And here's another fun trick. If you do have a Google device, you can ask it to play you, riddles, and it'll wait for you to respond and then tell you if you're wrong or you're right. So I've done that quite a few times with my Google device, not this one here in my bedroom, Bonsai Retro Club Studio, but the one down in the kitchen. I've done that when I'm, like, you know, making dinner or something. So it's good to keep the old brain moving along and the gray matter kind of shuffling around to keep you sharp. So Labyrinth, very iconic movie. David Bowie, awesome. I think Jennifer Connelly, I mean, this was obviously kind of one of her first roles. I'm sure it wasn't her first role, but I mean, it was early enough that, you know, she very, very young. But, you know, this was, you know, a really cool Jim Henson flick, and it was something that was not what you would expect from Jim Henson. You know, it was a little darker than, you know, normally what you'd get from him. Considering, you know, we had the Muppets and we had a lot of lighthearted type of movies that came out of his studios, and to have this as kind of a darker element, you know, that, you know, I think that's what kind of made it iconic. I don't know if you guys agree with me on that one, but, you know, it's just because you didn't think Jim Henson and thought of this dark topic of, you know, this Goblin King stealing a child, or even this girl wishing that her brother would be taken away. So regardless of all that, or not regardless, but because of all that, I can honestly say this is definitely an essential movie. Highly recommend it. Given more time, and if I would have found the format where I can just play it for free, like on one of the on-demand channels, I would love to do that right now, but I didn't find it, so I was only able to watch those clips. But now I'm kind of jonesing to see it, like, from start to end again. So maybe I'll have to make some time to do that. But obviously, I've got to keep on track with the essential movie episodes, and I've got to prioritize my time. If I've got to have a time allotment to be able to record another episode or watch Labyrinth, which one am I going to do? Good question. I guess it depends on my mood and, my availability for being here in front of the microphone versus, kind of zoning out and watching Labyrinth. By the way, would Labyrinth be a really good movie to watch while you're enjoying a few drinks, a few cocktails? I bet you it would. I bet you it would be really, it'd be a nice kind of a chill out kind of dark movie to kind of get into as you're enjoying an adult beverage or two. I might have to try that if I can find it. But like I said, I don't know if I'm going to want to pay for it. It's got to be out there for free. All right, well, I think that I may have rambled enough. What I like to do with these things is throw in a song at the end, so you're going to have to stay tuned and see which one of the David Bowie songs I add to this at the end of this podcast. So right now, I'm just going to remind everybody, we have a website out there. That's BanzaiRetroClub.com, BanzaiI. On that, you can get to our links through social media, and that's Twitter, Tumblr. Tumblr is actually still out there. If you go to ours, you're really not going to see much of anything other than the auto feed from Podbean. But, you can please follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We're getting better with doing those things. So really appreciate anybody that wants to interact with us via those vehicles. You can actually send us an email as well. That's McFly@BanzaiRetroClub.com. I keep asking you guys to send me an email, but you're not doing it. So you're not really fulfilling your end of the bargain. So shame on you. Shame, shame, shame. Is it wrong for me to say shame on you right before Christmas? Hey. You know what? Next week is Christmas. And here I was just going to let that slide by without wishing you all Merry Christmas. Man, what kind of co-host am I? You guys really, no wonder nobody sends me an email. You know what? Let's wrap this up. And what was I going to say? Send me an email. Leave us rating review on iTunes. Follow us on the Podbean app if that's what you do. And with everything just being said, I just want to say I wish you all a very Merry Christmas. And be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.
This has been a Banzai Retro Club production.
Banzai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Banzai!
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 On the next Essential Movie episode, Dead Poets Society, 1989.
You remind me of the babe with the power. Power of voodoo. do?
You do.
Do what?
Remind me of the babe.
I saw my baby crying for this babe could cry. What could I do?
Man.